Welcome to Shomar Shoran Adav, she is sponsored by Nishmas Abiyak Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'obas or Dav Tzadik Ches. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph brings what Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef says that Chamro Mazle de Marei Gorim. The mazel of the owner is causing the wine to be spoiled. And the Gemara brings the pasuk that says Ve'afki Hayayin Boged Gever Yohir. So we're comparing the wine to a Gever, a person who is Yoyir, who is a Baal Gaiva. Explains the Rishbam, Gavoso Shel Odom, Shemegiz Dator B'dor She'in Boy. A person who is Baal Gaiva, who basically presents that he's something which he's not. So that's Goyrim Shayan Boyged Boy. That caused the wine to betray him. The Sovrim Shu Yain B'in Tzachem. It looks like wine, but really it's vinegar. Mido Keneged Mido. The Marsha over here in Chiddush HaGadol explains a little bit more. He goes to the same halacha of the Rashbam, and he says, he brings what we mentioned a few days ago, that the Rasha is called the Chaymetz. The Rasha is compared to vinegar. And the Tzaddik is compared to wine. So a person who's Yoyir means he's really a Rasha, but he shows himself as if he's a Tzaddik. So therefore it's Mamish, the Mido Keneged Mido. You look at something that looks like wine, but really it's vinegar. It represents this person, which is presents himself in one way, but really is something else. And the Maharsha points out that we mentioned that Tzayvovun base that Shmuel says the Chamra Kotfo de Mori Shavar, that the barrel on the shoulders of the Bailim gets ruined, and the Rashbam learns it's the same like our Gemara over here, the Mazle de Mori Goram. He says because it's the same idea that he's carrying on his shoulders the mitzvahs. He's showing that he has a lot of mitzvahs that he's carrying, but really he's not. So again, the same idea of the yoyer, the gaiva over here, is that he's showing something that he's not, and that's why the wine turns to be vinegar. The Chidah in Pesach Inayim here asks, that l'churo, this is not a mazel. According to the Gemara says, chamro mazlo de mori goyim. It's not the mazel, it's the gaiva. The fact is about gaiva that causes the wine to go sour. Says the Chidah, it says like this, the Am Yisrael is above the mazel. Am Yisrael is above mazolos, and they go based on complete hashgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But somebody who is a yoyir, who is a baal gaiva, he's considered to be koifer beikar, as the Gemara in Soita says. So therefore, he doesn't have the mile of Am Yisrael, and he goes back to the mazel. Meaning, according to the Chidah, maybe a little different than the Maharsha, it's not the pshat that the wine represents who the person is, but the wine goes sour based on the mazel once a person is a yoyer and he extracts himself, he moves himself from being above the mazel. He goes back to the place of mazolis, and the mazel, the wine turns to be sour. And we'll end over here with the Ben Yoyod. The Ben Yoyod disagrees with the Rashbam, and he explains what does it mean mazlei de mori goyim? Because in the wine itself, it could be a very good wine, but some people don't enjoy it. Then it could be a wine which is not so good, but people do enjoy it. So meaning the taste of the wine depends on the person. It changes from person to person. So he says that's what it means you're a baal gaiva. Because a regular person, if he's sholem, if he's odom sholem, so he's very chash, people accept him. But if he's a baal gaiva, so he's not accepted by other people, as what Gemara says right after, that even his wife doesn't accept him. So that's what it means, that the mazle, the mori goyim, the same way by wine, it really depends, every person tastes it differently. A baal gaiva is not accepted by everybody, even though it could be that he has a lot of good milas. So that's what the Gemara says over here, that the wine became spoiled because of this person, because this person, baal gaiva, who's not accepted by everybody, so his wine becomes a wine that not everybody likes. For some people, this tastes like vinegar. The Ben Yoyod brings another pshat, the name of his son. And he said the pshat is like this. The wine itself, the wine could be something very good, and could be something very bad. As we mentioned in the previous shiur, the wine could be mishamech ha'odom, or mishamemoy, cause him to get ruined. So he says like this. Mazli gorim is, if he has a good mazel, so the wine will make him an onuf. But if he has a bad mazel, so then it will make him have gaiva. So according to this, it's a little hard to understand how it fits into the sugya, but the Gemara is just saying, what makes a wine affect a person? His mazel is working good for him, working bad for him. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.